few announcements as we conclude the service today. First, if you didn't receive it last week, there was an insert in last Sunday's bulletin, and I believe there's some out on the information welcome desk, outlining the Advent Christmas services over this coming month. It's going to be a very spirit-filled Advent, and I hope that you're able to come out and be part of much of what will be going on. And the first of those will be this Wednesday evening. We have our candlelight Eucharists throughout Advent, so the next three Wednesday nights in the chapel, there's something very sacred and holy, especially in the dark with those candles and the very meditative contemplative music. So I encourage you to come out and be part of those services and maybe make that part of your own spiritual discipline in this Advent season. We will also be reflecting on Handel through Advent, and so looking at three of the Advent-related pieces from Handel's Messiah will be included as part of that. In your bulletins today, there was an envelope and a package about FaithWorks. We haven't done the FaithWorks campaign for the diocese yet this year, so we are going to do it throughout the Advent season. There's information in there about the various ministries that are supported by FaithWorks, and as well, we're putting something in each of the week's bulletins that highlight one of the FaithWorks initiatives of our diocese. We also remember that 15% of what is received stays in the parish for the work of the outreach ministry here at St. George on Yonge. So I encourage you to prayerfully consider any support that you're able to offer to that. Leonard and I, in planning for Advent, thought that we'd like to try something, so we'll see how it works. We're going to begin today a time of reflection on the sermon, which will happen in the meeting room across from the office during coffee hour. So get your coffee, and if you'd like to join in a conversation about the sermon for about half an hour at the most, and just reflect together on what we heard and what we heard God saying to us, especially in this Advent season. And so we'll gather there about 10 minutes after the service ends, anybody who would like to join in that. Chris has an announcement about the jazz night.
I didn't have a chance to make a PowerPoint. So this place will be swinging on this Friday, the music of Benny Goodman and Artie Schatz, the famous Canadian clarinet, brought here. For those that have been in previous concerts, you know how wonderful the trumpet sound and how wonderful the violin sound. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to the clarinet in this space. It's been a wonderful thing to be able to raise. Over $700 over the concerts that we've put on. We hope to continue that. So the best thing you can do is come and bring a friend. The second best thing you can do is put a pamphlet in somebody's hand. If you really love a staple gun, take this pamphlet, staple gun to the post. But please come. It's only $10 if you email ahead. And if you're over 65 quality.
And I want to say thank you to you, Chris, because you put a lot of energy into this, and I know you've got a lot of passion for this initiative, and it's a wonderful way for us to reach out to the wider community and invite them in. About two-thirds of the people who come, I believe, are not St. George's people, and so we are serving our wider neighborhood with this initiative. So thank you, and I hope you'll be able to come out and support it in any way you can. Our closing